Don't just go through life, grow through it. Hi, and welcome to the Grow Through It podcast with Fee Deng. My name is Fee, and I am a human design life coach known as the Positivity Queen, and author of The Great Unlearning, Awakening to Living an Aligned and Authentic Life. Join me as I discuss all things mindset, self-love, energy, and purpose, which are the four pillars of my Soul Revolution coaching methodology. This podcast won't just inspire and motivate, it will also provide practical tips and strategies you can implement in your daily life. Ready to grow? Let's grow. Hi, beautiful souls. Today's podcast is all about the butterfly effect. It's seemingly following me everywhere, and I felt called to speak about it, seeing the signs after my most recent Instagram post. And then one of the books I've been reading ended, funnily enough, with an epilogue titled The Butterfly Effect. The metaphor of the butterfly effect isn't actually spiritual in nature. In fact, its origin came from two sources, according to the research I've done. In fact, the butterfly effect has been adopted to various areas of life, from relationships to marketing in businesses, for example. The most well-known origin of the butterfly effect is that of mathematician and meteorologist Edward Lorenz, who asked the metaphorical question in the 1960s of, does the flap of a butterfly's wings in Brazil set off a tornado in Texas? From that perspective came of how a single flap of a butterfly's wings can be so instrumental in creating an impact such as a tornado. This is rooted in chaos theory, which from my understanding, put simply, is the study of surprises and the unpredictable. Another is 1950s short story titled A Sound of Thunder by Ray Bradbury, which exemplifies the butterfly effect metaphorically and somewhat physically. It is set in 2055, where time travel is possible, and wealthy adventurers have the opportunity to make the most of this, so they go back in time to the age of the dinosaurs. One particular adventurer wanted to hunt dinosaurs and had been told to the importance of sticking to the marked trail. One thing leads to another, and he carelessly steps on a butterfly in pursuit of a dinosaur, changing the course of history in the future. The adventurers return to 2055, where the world has been altered for the worse. Language no longer makes sense, an evil dictator is in charge, only to be confused and then see the crushed butterfly under his boot. The butterfly effect is back in the spotlight, recently making waves on social media with people sharing how the smallest of things have had the biggest influence in their lives, such as myself, simply deciding to start an anonymous Instagram page out of my passion for mental health, has now led to me being a life coach full-time for almost 2.5 years, coming up 3 soon. So wild. The butterfly effect in real life can play out in all sorts of ways, such as missing a plane which ended up being in an accident, or in a change of a moment deciding to go to a dinner you didn't want to go to, and then meeting the love of your life. For example, stubbing your toe so you can no longer go out on a Friday night, and you're bummed that you're missing out on a fun evening, but then receiving an important call with news that you may have otherwise ignored or missed. A really beautiful story that I came across recently resonated with the butterfly theory and the effect, and how truly it can be the little things that make such a huge difference, is a story called The Star Thrower by Lauren Ainslie, an American anthropologist. Once upon a time, there was an old man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach every morning before he began his work. Early one morning, he was walking along the shore after a big storm had passed and found the vast beach littered with starfish as far as the eye could see, stretching in both directions. Off in the distance, the old man noticed a small boy approaching. As the boy walked, he paused every so often, and as he grew closer, the man could see that he was occasionally bending down to pick up an object and throw it into the sea. The boy came closer still, and the man called out, "Good morning. May I ask what it is that you are doing?" The young boy paused, looked up, and replied, "Throwing starfish into the ocean. The tide has washed them up on the beach, and they can't return to the sea by themselves," the youth replied. "When the sun gets high, they will die, unless I throw them back into the water." The old man replied, "But there must be tens of thousands of starfish on this beach. I'm afraid you won't be really able to make that much of a difference." The boy bent down, picked up yet another starfish, and threw it as far as he could into the ocean. He turned, smiled, and said, "It made a difference to that one." I love how it beautifully shows the example of the butterfly effect. And you know, butterflies are generally a huge symbol spiritually in themselves. They represent metamorphosis, change, and transformation. They are a symbol representative of life, the soul, new beginnings, rebirth, a sign from the other side that our loved ones are still with us. Again, something so seemingly small and simple as a butterfly can give great comfort, reassurance, and meaning. Butterflies are known to be messengers from the spiritual realm. Butterflies are a sign of progression and evolution, expansion, going through hardship, making it to the other side freer and lighter. Taking all of this in, how can you harness and make the most of the butterfly effect? We often focus on the big pivotal moments, yet it is often truly in the so-called little things. This is part of one of the chapters in my book, The Great Unlearning, Awakening to Living an Aligned and Authentic Life in Chapter 4, Massive Action or Is It?, where I talk about as a society we've learned, go hard or go home. Success is all about big, bold moments and quantum leaps that result in instant success. Acknowledging how these moments are instrumental and a part of the journey, but in my own experience looking back at how I am where I am now, it isn't only that. The importance of simply just doing, consistent imperfect action. In fact, I start the unlearning section of the chapter by writing, "Rome wasn't built in one day, and neither are you or your dreams." An age-old saying attributed to Desmond Tutu goes, "There is only one way to eat an elephant, a bite at a time." Every little bit counts because it all adds up. And a quote that really brings this home is by Bruce Barton. "Sometimes when I consider what tremendous consequences come from the little things, I am tempted to think there are no little things." Know that your actions are important and make a significance to this world, and you may not even realize it. A moment of kindness, like a smile at someone who has stopped them from potentially harming themselves and believing in the goodness of humanity as an example, or leaving a tip when you're able to, makes a difference to someone being able to pay rent or have a meal that week. Know that something you do could inspire someone in such a big way, as if you were a nurse caring dutifully for a patient, that could inspire a young woman whose grandma is being cared for and inspire her to be a nurse in the future. You may never even know unless that person decided to share how you've inspired them. The butterfly effect puts you in a position of power and action. Everything you do will have an impact, whether directly impacting you or someone else or thing in this world. Everything is interconnected. We can apply the butterfly effect to a very real example of something inconsequential, something going wrong leading to something very right. Scottish researcher Alexander Fleming in a lab had been experimenting with influenza. He went away for 2 weeks, returning to see mold had formed on the plate he was using. This would change the world. Published reports have Fleming saying, "One sometimes finds what one is not looking for. When I woke up just after dawn on September 28, 1928, I certainly didn't plan to revolutionize all of medicine by discovering the world's first antibiotic or bacteria killer, but I guess that was exactly what I did." To powerfully extend this, I think when you're feeling down, you never realize how something so small, such as getting out of bed, getting some sunlight or movement, can really shift your state and how you're feeling. In these states, it's often called for gratitude, and I think about how the world could do with more appreciation, and how simply appreciation can have huge effects on our own mood and its expression to the people we appreciate. In a different state, when going after your dreams, desires, and manifestations, it's about taking a step towards it, and that may indeed have the butterfly effect. If you want to be able to run a marathon, start by buying a pair of shoes and going for a walk. If you want to be a famous singer, carving out time to practice and working your way up to perform. If you want to be healthier, it may be incorporating more movement into your day, even 5 minutes, while seemingly insignificant, with the butterfly effect can compound and become more. With this, there is also a sense of responsibility to do our best in being conscious of what we do relating to karma. Everything leaves an impression, and karma has us accountable whether in this lifetime or next. It can be also this perspective of seeing your life as it is now too. Karma can be quite an activating term with an emotional charge. There are so many facets, layers, and understandings on it. I say this with great compassion and urge that, whilst there are many perspectives that may explain circumstances and situations we find ourselves in, whether it be ourselves or things outside of our control, completely out of our control, out of our hands, we can't ever know for sure why things happen in our lives. The important thing is to focus on the present and know what we can do in our control and how we respond to that outside of it. Cause and effect, karma can also intertwine from this perspective of the universal law of cause and effect, along the lines of Newton's third law. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. This highlights the importance of, yes, what we do, but who we are also being. I hope today's episode has a butterfly effect in your life, whether it's hearing something that sparks and ignites something within you that is contained, maybe a sign in this episode you were asking for, or even sharing this episode with someone, it could help them. To end this episode, I'd like for you to consider this question and journal prompt. What is your butterfly effect? Until next time, beautiful soul, love and positivity. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, beautiful soul. And if you're interested in working with me, I offer one-to-one coaching as well as human design readings. For more information, visit my website, feedang.com, or message me on Instagram at TheFeedDang. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, beautiful soul.